Hey y'all, it is your girl, Phoenix. So number one, thank you for all of you guys' support from you guys, number one, encouraging me to do a YouTube channel. So thank you guys for saying, girl, do it. So I did it. And you guys definitely supported me. Number one on Twitter, thank you guys for retweeting. Thank you guys for encouraging me. I really appreciate it. Like, you guys don't even know. I love that so much. And I appreciate it because I feel like I am back in a wrestling community again. You know, wrestling is really for everyone. So you guys supporting me has shown me that there are really nice people in the world, and wrestling is really for everybody, and we really are a community. I know it's a lot of like dragging on Twitter, but I really want 2020 to be more about, like, I don't want to say peace and love because I'm a hippie now, but I want 2020 to be more about like community, collaborating. We can still, you know, talk our trash, but I think that we need to make sure we're not dragging each other and all of this kind of stuff, because it creates a lot of negative energy. And my energy, I'm protecting my energy and I'm protecting my space. And I had to leave like Twitter for a little while and stop podcasting, because like when the whole shirt thing came up with Miles, it was too heavy for me. You know, it's not me that it happened to, but it was like I was getting into like arguments with people over the shirt, and like they not saying that it's racist. So it was just a lot of things going on. So I stepped away and I'm back, and I'm not gonna let, you know, any more negative, you know, situations, you know, hold me back from, you know, talk about wrestling and vibing with you guys, because I love you guys damn. To my NAW family, I have been rocking with y'all since 2017. I know I'm not always in a group, but I love you guys, and I really try to participate when I can. I am, if you don't know, I'm a business owner. So there's businesses that I'm working on and things that I'm doing outside of, like, you know, my wrestling stuff and my writing stuff. So, you know, I am in a different space. I'm in a different space in 2020. My energy's different. Like, how I move is different. So, I'm going to be more in the NAW group, but y'all are my family. You know, even when it's a lot of stuff going on and everybody has differences of opinions, it's fine. I respect your opinion, and I will hope that you respect mine. Again, 2020 is all about respect. So we're just going to, you know, keep the energy light, okay? Light, loving, peace and love. Okay, so this podcast episode is going to be about Tommaso Ciampa's podcast with Lillian Garcia. So I really decided to do a review on it because honestly, the episode changed my life and it kind of confirmed some of the things that I have struggled with. And we're going to talk about that. So the episode that he did was called How to Embrace Your Challenges. It was on the Chasing Glory podcast with Lillian Garcia. So number one, I do not follow her podcast, but for whatever reason, divine intervention. Now, I will say, somebody told me to start listening to her, right? So I guess I downloaded an episode or I subscribed, and I guess it kept downloading on my phone. So this particular episode was on my phone and I didn't download it. Like, I really didn't. So that's how I just love how like different signs show up in our life, because it's like you need to hear this. Number one, if you have some time, it's about an hour and a half, listen to this podcast, because it will make you think about your life. It will make you appreciate Tommaso as a worker, as a wrestler. It will make you appreciate him a lot more, and it will motivate you. It really will motivate you to realize that you can speak anything that you want into existence. So, now that I told you like how the podcast ended up on my phone, this is why I was listening to it. I had to drive 3 hours back home to take care of some business, and I had actually downloaded podcasts related to my business, and I was just looking through my phone and I saw this episode. So I was like, okay. I just turned it on. I didn't plan to listen to all of it, and I just, you know, started listening. So he was really talking about how he always wanted to be in WWE. Like, ever since he was younger, he wanted to be in WWE. It was never the question if he was going to be there. It was always when. So he spoke it into existence. He said, I'm going to be in the WWE. And it happened. My memory's not that good, so if I get the time frames, the ages wrong, it's okay. Y'all be patient. But I believe he said he was like 18 or 20 when he got signed to a developmental contract with WWE. He had kept speaking it like, I'm gonna do this. And he got the contract. He got signed to the developmental brand. Now, what's interesting to me is he said, I had a plan of how to get there, but I didn't have a plan on how to stay there, how to maintain this position. So that stuck out to me, because I think a lot of times when we are wanting things in our life, we're like, if I could just get this, if I could just get to this, if I could just become this, you know? And we don't think about, well, after we obtain what it is we want, what does it look like after? How are we going to keep it, right? It's like the same way if we say, oh, I want this relationship, but then we don't speak like, oh, like I want a man, or I want a woman, or whatever. I want a husband, I want a wife, whatever. But we don't say what the plan is after we get what it is we want. Like, after you have it, now what? So that stuck out to me. And he just talked about how, like, he was so young, and he just was, it was just a culture shock, and he just wasn't ready. He thought he was, but he really wasn't ready. And he talked about going into the indies. And, you know, like I said, the podcast was very long, but it was so, so enjoyable. Just everything, I was just absorbing, you know, everything he was saying. And he was saying how he went on the indies, and he was kind of like in work, like he was kind of like in wrestler mode. And it wasn't until he met his wife that he started to look at himself as a brand. And he was really frustrated with his wife, because she had the way they met is she wanted to do like a behind the scenes documentary for like indie wrestlers, and she, if I'm not mistaken, she worked with like TNA and some other people doing like some producing. She might have even worked for WWE. But I know she worked with different wrestling promotions doing producing, like behind the scenes stuff. So Tommaso did not even know Samoa Joe, but he was on his radar. So they had both worked in Ring of Honor, but again, like I said, Tommaso said he really didn't know Samoa Joe like that for him to be like referring him. So he met his wife, and you know, they fell in love, whatever, got married. And he was saying when they were, he was saying like how they met and stuff like that because of the documentary. But she started saying like, oh, you should have these pictures and you should have merch. And he was so bothered that a non-wrestler was trying to tell him about wrestling. Like, it bothered him so, so much. And he was so stubborn around it. Like, he could not take any type of constructive criticism or suggestions of how to grow his brand, because he felt like he was like wrestling, you know, and, you know, really not getting to a level that he wanted to. and he didn't realize that it was surrounded around branding. So his, you know, him and his wife would go back and forth about it, and finally he gave in. After he gave in, he realized that this does matter, and like after cleaning up his, you know, his branding and his image and how he does things and handle things and handle situations, he started getting booked overseas. He started getting more opportunities. So he really got out of the limiting mindset of thinking like, you know, only a wrestler can tell me about the wrestling business. And I love that, because I think, you know, if you're applying like, you know, different things in wrestling, because I like to apply different things in wrestling to my personal life, and I love like listening to other, I love listening to like behind the scenes stuff about wrestlers, because I like to learn more about their life and their struggle and their journey, and like their journey of how they got to wherever they are, and like their journey, like the process. So it's just so intriguing to me. And, you know, Tommaso is such an interesting character. And he was saying that a lot of people doubted him. That was another thing that he said. A lot of people doubted him. You know what he would always say? He was like, some person said to him, because he was tagging with somebody. Again, I wasn't following Tommaso on the indies. I just started watching indie wrestling in 2017. So I just, you know, really started liking Tommaso, honestly. Probably 2019, I really wasn't following him in DIY. Like, it, for whatever reason, I really wasn't interested. It wasn't until he turned against Gargano that I was starting to get into him. But he, he really started to blossom, like, after that. And then, a lot of people doubted him. So a lot of people was saying, like, him and whoever he was tagging, like, if you had his personality and your work skills or your work ethic or your work style, and we put it together, that'd be the perfect wrestler. He would always hear he's not, he doesn't have charisma, he doesn't have the personality. And it's interesting to me because, you know, again, I don't know him from the indie, so I don't know what he was like, you know, in his career. It's a lot of y'all that have followed him, you know, when he first started. Like, y'all was watching indie wrestling like 2005 with CZW and Ring of Honor and stuff like that. I, you know what I'm saying, that wasn't my experience. But so y'all can see the growth and the transition, and y'all can really appreciate, you know, his growth and where he is now. And I really just think it's so amazing how, like, so many people doubted him, but he didn't let that bother him. Like, of course, he probably was, like, frustrated or whatever, but it really came off like he didn't let other people's opinions bother him, because he just continued to work on his craft, you know, work on his promos, work on this. And then he really continued to still keep pushing, and that's what I really love. And he talked about addiction, which I did not know that that was something that he struggled with. He talked about addiction. He talked about he attempted suicide. And it was just so powerful, because he was taking, he started getting on the painkillers, because it would be like, you know, the guys would be like, take this and you know, you'll feel better. And then he was just taking so many, and just, you know, he just was spiraling out of control. And, you know, he got clean. And then when he talked about when he tried to kill himself, that was really eye-opening to me, because I thought it was so bold, not bold, but so brave and courageous for him to share that on the podcast. I know he did a podcast with Colt Cabana, and he talked about his depression, and that was a red flag for WWE when he was in NXT. Well, he's still in NXT, but that came up when he was like getting signed and stuff. But we'll talk about that. But, you know, him talking about, like, his, you know, depression and stuff, and him talking about just, you know, he really wanted to die. Like, he really wanted to die. And it just was like, man, like, if he, you know, like, if he would have, like, killed himself, he wouldn't have been able to, you know, have the life that he has now, have his daughter. Like, he really has been through some difficult times, some trying times. And some of the things that has helped him has been, like, meditation. When he talked about that, I was like, whoa, this is crazy, because I meditate now. When he talked about this book called The Power of Now, and I'm reading that book right now, and Power of Now is just basically, like, focusing on your present, letting the past go, and not stressing yourself over the future. So this episode was so, so powerful. His struggle with, him and his wife struggle with infertility issues. I can't remember how many miscarriages she had. I think it was like 5 or 6. And they just kept trying. And it was difficult, but they kept trying and they didn't give up. And they had his daughter. And one of the things he said that just, I can hear it right now in my head, is like, if he didn't go through all of the things that he went through and all of the miscarriages with his wife, he wouldn't be able to appreciate the daughter that he has now, because he appreciates his daughter so much. And that was like, that was just like, it was like eye-opening. And it was just like, it was, I felt, when he said that, I felt it so much, because it's like a lot of times we don't appreciate things and we complain a lot. And when things get tough, we give up. And he is like the true definition of like never giving up. And when he also talked about his worth, he talked about his worth and Ring of Honor. And he talked about how in Ring of Honor, he talked about how they were transitioning to offering like full-time contracts, and he was working at a gym and doing Ring of Honor and scratching himself thin. And he was like, okay, the contract thing is coming up. And they said, well, you know, here's the number. And it was $20,000 a year. I don't know what year it was, but it doesn't matter, because that is nothing. $20,000 a year is nothing. And, you know, they were, he was kind of like confused by the offer. And then the guy who owns it was like, well, nobody's going to pay you more than $20,000. And then he was just like, he was no longer interested, because it was like the fact that that was the only thing that they saw in him was like his cap was 20,000. Like, nobody's going to pay you more. Like, you know, because it's, you know, I know it's a business, but it's, they didn't see value in him. They did not see value in Tommaso Ciampa. And I felt it when he said that, like, you're only worth 20,000. Like, that's all we can pay you. When there's other people that they pay, you know, higher or whatever, and everybody can go back and forth on who should be paid this and who is better and blah, blah. But, you know, they only felt like he was mid-card level, and he felt like he was better than that. And I love that he felt that he was better than that, and he didn't take it. So he grinded, you know, after he left. And he said he looked on Samoa Joe's page on, like, how did Samoa Joe, you know, exit, and what did he tweet. So he copied basically the tweet when he left, so it wasn't no hard feelings and, you know, it wasn't no drama. He left, and not too long after, maybe a couple months, WWE had like the cruiserweight thing, and him and Gargano, and there was some things going on, and then eventually they got, you know, they got signed. But I love that. Number one, he says he doesn't want to go to Raw or SmackDown because he will not be able to be with his wife and be with his daughter. And I love that he has a balance. Like, he's letting people know that you can have a balance. And because NXT is no longer looked at as a developmental brand, and that it's up there with Raw and SmackDown, it is the better brand. We all know that. You know, us real fans, we know. He's able to stay in Florida and be with his family and still wrestle. Be with the people that he loves and not be in, you know, living 300 days on the road and, you know, still do what he loves and be, you know, in a title picture, and he's, you know, been a champion before, and, you know, like, Tommaso is that guy. I love his heel work. I love the guy. I think he's amazing. I think he's a total package. I love him. I think he's great. And hearing his story, I also watched his WWE Chronicle episode, but hearing that podcast, that made me love him even more because of all the struggles, and he didn't give up. And it's just a reminder for us to not give up as well. Like, even though life gets difficult, life gets tough, trust me, I know, like, don't give up. Like, if you have a dream, go for it. Keep going, keep being consistent, keep showing up, and it's gonna happen, whatever it is you wanna do. But I know this is a different vibe than what I normally give on my podcast, but, you know, I had to talk about this episode because it was that good. I recommend everybody listen to it, especially if you are going through something. If right now you are struggling with something and you want to give up, listen to this podcast that he did, and listen to all of it, because I have grown so much in a year, and that podcast really was confirmation that I'm on the right path. And I really think it will be confirmation for a lot of people. If, you know, it's something that you want to do and you're scared to do, go for it. And if you're working on something and it's not panning out the way that you want, it's okay, because it's going to work out. Just don't give up. And another thing that Tommaso Ciampa said was he appreciated, even though he didn't get to wrestle all the people he wanted to when he was at Ring Honor, he appreciated it because it taught him something. And that's what I love. Like, even though it wasn't his ideal situation in Ring of Honor, he still was thankful. He still was grateful, and he still was thankful for the opportunity. So I just love it. I love the episode so much. I cannot preach to y'all enough to listen to it. But this is a little bit longer than I normally do my episodes, but I encourage everybody to watch it. And, you know, thank you so much for listening. And you guys are just phenomenal. And if it's anything that you are struggling with, let me tell you, don't give up. And you will get through it. You will get through it. Like, Tommaso, even though he's a wrestler, he's a regular person just like me and you. Like, for real, he's still a human. At the end of the day, even though he's in his dream career, he is still a human being first. So if he can get through a lot of difficult situations, you and I, we both can too. So I just wanted to just say that to encourage you today. But yeah, so thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it, and I'm truly grateful. So I hope you have an amazing Friday. Definitely go listen to that. Definitely share this if, you know, you really like something that I said. Share this with your friends, you know. Tag somebody in this. DM this to somebody, because honestly, life can be really challenging, but it's how we respond is so critical. How we respond to the things that are given to us, the opportunities, the challenges. So just be mindful of that. So yeah. So I'm excited. You guys just keep up, you know, keep doing your thing. And I hope everybody has a bomb Friday. Bye.